Proverbs 4, verses 26 and 27. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. This chapter ends with a warning to guard our hearts, eyes, lips, and now he cautions us to ponder the path of our feet. The idea here is to remove or avoid those obstacles or roadblocks in the path that would hinder our walking in the way of the Lord or divert us into a strange and foreign path. There are two ways we can be detoured from the way that God has for us. One is to be bumped from the path by the opposition of the enemy. The other is to be lured from the path by the devil's temptations. There are obstacles along the way that must be avoided at all costs. Frequently in this book, we have been warned about the danger of evil company. We have been told to consent not to the enticements of sinners, to refrain our feet from their path. I know this raises the question, how are we to win the sinner to Christ if we avoid him? That's a good question. Let me share with you a guideline that may help resolve that difficulty. We are told to avoid any association that weakens or destroys our fellowship with God. Therefore, if you are with a person whose mouth is foul and whose lifestyle is rotten, you must check to see what reaction this prompts in your own heart. If you are burdened for the person, find yourself witnessing to him and praying for him. All is well and good. But if you find yourself with a person or a group of people whose ways are the ways of evil, and you find yourself intrigued by them, if you find their lifestyle interesting and adventuresome, if you are fascinated by their ways, then get out, and the quicker the better. Association with them will dampen your fellowship with God. Here's a simple guide. Put the Word of God on one side of the scale and the proposed action on the other. Does the needle point to the known, revealed will of God, or does it point to the direction of the devil's lies? There are two questions you can ask yourself that will help. Is it right, and where will it lead? The only way you can tell right from wrong is on the basis of the Bible. The shifting sand of popular opinion or the rotten foundation of the world's standards are no good. They change with the wind of the uncertainty of human reason. You can pretty well determine where a particular act will lead by looking around you. The derelicts of this world were once full of hope, excitement, adventure of youth, but they chose the path of pleasure, and now they wallow in the mire of hopelessness. They chose the path of indolence and tried to find the easy road, and now bear the burdens of the bitter betrayal of the promises of the world rather than the bright hope of the promises of the Word of God. So think seriously about those three questions when you choose your companions and your course. Will it deepen my fellowship with God? Is it right? And where will it lead? Remember, the wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. But remember the promise to the one whose heart is filled with the Word of God. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide.